It's just about 2 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, listeners, and I'm Sarah Moore. It's a sunny 19 degrees outside our East York studios today, and here's what's making headlines this afternoon. Colonel Williams has been hit with 82 new charges. A Scarborough teen fights for his life after a hard hit during a rugby game. And Conan O'Brien is still talking about losing The Tonight Show to Leno. Now on to our top story. Residents in Ottawa, Belleville, and Tweed were shaken up once more yesterday. Colonel Russell Williams was slain with 82 new break-and-enter charges within the three communities. After reviewing unsolved crimes in eastern Ontario, police put the new charges forward a few hours before Williams was to appear in court yesterday. These charges come while residents are still trying to get past the first two murders and two sexual assaults Williams was charged with in February. According to the Globe and Mail, Williams will reportedly be pleading guilty to all the charges. And consumers are being advised to buy now and beat the HST. Starting tomorrow, you'll be charged a full 13% harmonized sales tax on anything that'll be used after Canada Day. This includes purchases like flights within Canada, year-long gym memberships, and theater tickets. The new tax officially comes into effect on July the 1st. And it was a blaze seen around the GTA. Toronto fire officials are investigating the cause of a fire that broke out yesterday afternoon. The fire started on the rooftop of a condo building in the Queens Quay and Rees Street area. The three-alarm fire sent up flames that could be seen across the entire city. Firefighters were able to put out the fire within 15 minutes, and no major injuries were sustained. Now here's the latest for all you sports fans. A rugby game at Scarborough's Pope John Paul II High School sent a grade 10 student to the hospital yesterday evening. The Marshall McLuhan student, who has been identified as a boy named Wesley, is said to be in serious condition after taking a hard hit to the head yesterday. Sources say the hit was just part of the game and was not malicious. And despite poor attendance at the Rogers Centre last night, the Jays grabbed a 6-3 victory over the Oakland A's. The Jays cashed in three homers from catcher John Buck and one from fielder Travis Snyder. Buck was giving a standing ovation as the first catcher in 6 years to hit three homers in a single game. The two teams play again tonight in Toronto. And in NHL playoff action, the burning question is whether the Habs can take down the defending Stanley Cup champs. After an impressive victory over the Caps on Wednesday, the Habs will continue on to face Sid the Kid and the Pens in the semifinals. The series begins tonight in Pittsburgh. Now here's the latest entertainment buzz. Dare to Dream. That's the motto at Toronto's Famous People Players, a production company that hires a developmentally challenged to work on stage and behind the scenes. They use black light, bright color, and life-size puppets to tell stories of inspiration. In this company, the players are given the chance to overcome their limitations. Thanks to founder Diane Dupuis, who struggled with her own adversity as a child, but she pulled through by never giving up on her dreams. Now until the end of April, you can see her and her story of inspiration on stage in a Famous People Players production called Hi-Ho Silver. Dupuis says she encourages her players to look beyond their limitations, just like she did. She says that players join the company unable to spell their name, tie their shoes, or speak in public, but they learn to overcome these obstacles by never giving up on themselves, and that's her dream come true. And it seems that Conan O'Brien may still harbor some resentment towards Jay Leno. In his first interview after the Tonight Show debacle, Conan told 60 Minutes he wouldn't have gone back to NBC as Leno did. Team Coco fans can see Conan return to television this November when he premieres his new talk show on TBS. And that's all for Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Sarah Moore, and everyone out there, have a great afternoon.